The bilateral nuclear deal terminated the domestic coverage of the US president's visit to India this week. The deal will allow US firms to become suppliers to India's expanding nuclear-powered industry. In exchange, India has altered certain aspects of its liability law regarding industrial accidents. The government, led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, agreed to let nuclear firms set up a compensation fund led by insurance companies. Critics of the deal warn that compromising the law, which took effect after the Bhopal gas leak disaster, could leave victims of a nuclear accident unprotected. In his farewell speech Tuesday evening, President Barack Obama called the nuclear deal a major breakthrough.
We achieved a breakthrough understanding on two issues that were holding up our ability to advance our civil nuclear cooperation, and we're committed to moving towards full implementation. And this is an important step that shows how we can work together to elevate our relationship.
India is home to the world's fastest growing population, thereby making it a strategic market for US trade. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the relationship between the United States and India stands at a new level.
We have decided to give this critical partnership a new thrust and sustained attention. For this, we have agreed that India and the United States must regular summit at greater frequency. And we also established hotlines between myself and Barack and our national security advisors.
On Monday, President Obama announced a $4 billion deal aimed at enhancing bilateral trade and investment ties. Fulbright Fellow and Social Science Professor Ramesh Arora says the two countries appear to be strengthening ties on multiple levels.
I think America was genuinely thinking in terms of making India a friendly partner in terms of progress on human, political, economic, social, cultural, technological, all spheres.
In recent years, India has become one of the largest purchasers of US-manufactured arms and military equipment. While the nuclear deal has been portrayed as purely civilian and an aspect of a large clean energy deal, some critics point out that India is not a party to the International Non-Proliferation Treaty. Activist Varinder Kaur also noticed something missing from the annual Republic Day celebrations.
When I saw the Republic Day parade, at which President Obama was the guest of honor, I was surprised that for the first time in 16 years, the delivery system of our nuclear weapons program was not on display.
President Obama cut his Indian visit short in order to travel to Saudi Arabia to pay respects after the death of King Abdullah. Trade between the US and India has increased significantly in recent years to an estimated $100 billion. Jaswinder Sehgal, FSRN, India.